This is the Recency Bias, your morning after mini podcast, production of rabbithabs.com and the Montreal Bias, the big show. Zach Vanas, live you on this one, managing editor of rabbithabs.com. Thanks for downloading and listening and being along on the final episode before the Habs get a bye week. So, 5 days off. Canadians will return to action coming up next Saturday night with Boston Bruins at the Bell Center. It's a good one. But before they get to the bye week, they had a random-ass Sunday night game. They had a pretty entertaining game, a 5-2 win over the visiting Vancouver Canucks. Always weird Sunday night game, but it's a sudden last one. It wasn't bad to get your day of football playoffs. And you roll that into a Sunday night hockey game. No Sunday night football for the first... Well, actually, I was going to say for the first time since the NFL season, but wasn't the case. Actually, wasn't any last Sunday, but that was New Year's Eve. Anyways, I digress. Game gets going. Carl Alsner did something. Alsner gets his first of the season. Therefore, his first as a member of the Montreal Canadiens. It did nothing to slow Alsner talk. And when we say Alsner talk, I mean how he's being held up as the shining example of Marc Bergevin's problematic view or ability to evaluate players, as many people see it, myself included. But hey, Carl Alsner, number 22 for your Montreal Canadiens, finally gets one. And that's all the action from the first period that it kind of looked like it should. The whole game, I mean... Until Montreal kind of walked away from it in the end, it looked like it should. You've got two teams very much in almost a similar place. And if you haven't been paying attention to the Vancouver Canucks for one reason or the other the last few years, that's not a good thing. But it made for a game that I think you're feeling the Canadiens should be able to take, and also puts them in a spot after the first. Moving in the second, Chucky gets a power play goal, Habs up 2-0. Now, operating from what I think should be his office, maybe hasn't been his office enough, Mike Camilleri style, the former corner office, otherwise known as a face-off dot, of Alex Kovalev. He gets his 10th of the year. You saw later in the game, power play, I believe, later in the second period, a couple more shots from Chucky, trying to find that. Missed, outside, fine, but the... I'm okay with Chucky missing a couple times from that spot. Galchenyuk going into that face-off circle and shooting from there. It's Camilleri-esque. I think that's the best way to describe it. And you know you want that operating from there. It's somewhere between the game of Camilleri and Alex Kovalev when he's in that spot. Keep him there. I know, you know, Alex Galchenyuk, the story, the narrative just keeps evolving on this guy. And yeah, that was his 10th of the year. We're 42 games into the year. He has to be more than 20-goal scorer, for sure. You know, he's capable of 30. He's achieved that with the Canadiens before. We've seen him do it. That was just two seasons ago. So, as of now, he's on pace for, 19-20 goals, which you need more from him. But you could also argue he hasn't been given the minutes to get more than that this year. So, you know, puts that kind of... There's the question. And I put some of Galchenyuk's history on him. You know, if you've listened to the big show, the Montreal Bias, over the years... The Galchenyuk experience has been one of probably putting a lot of blame on management and coaches and having just been used over the years more so than on Galchenyuk himself. And I'm okay with putting a good, you know, up 50%, 60% maybe on Alex Galchenyuk for the career he's had to date. But at the same time, I still stand behind the talent of Alex Galchenyuk. You know, if you read the forum that we put up on rabbithabs.com this past week, or you listened to, you know, the podcast where I was talking about what I would do if I was Jeff Molson / Marc Bergevin in this rebuild that needs to happen, this reconstruction, this reimagining of the Montreal Canadiens, I know I might be in the minority, I'm still keeping Alex Galchenyuk. I want to see the Alex Galchenyuk experiment through to further than this. He's still a kid. There's still a chance to really redeem Alex Galchenyuk. Chucky scored 30. You know, on pace, for 20 this year, but give him some time, give him some minutes. I'll probably, you know, this narrative will keep changing on him, but you can't argue that he hasn't been one of the Habs' best players the last 6 weeks. Second period, say rolls on from Chucky's goal, putting the Habs up 2-0. Chud, Charles Hudon getting some chances, including a ping. Got even more in the third. Didn't end up getting him. And I go back and forth on Chud. Is he Lars Eller, where he's got terrific hockey sense? I'm not saying their hockey sense is the same. Like, Chud's got a great nose for the net. He knows to put himself. You saw it especially on that third period opportunity that he had. He put himself twice in a great spot to score. Or just didn't end up being able to score. So you wonder if that's going to be something that plagues him throughout his NHL career, where smart player doesn't have the follow-through. Or maybe he'll figure it out. I mean, let's be honest, this is his rookie season. So we'll see. But Chud was putting himself in some spots. There's no doubt about that. But then Sedin scores, gets Vancouver back in the mix. Which Sedin, you say? I don't know. No, does anyone really know, ever? Switching up jerseys, I'm sure. That's what I'd be doing. Oh, Sedin scored. That's all you need to know. We're playing the Canucks. But then you go in third, and you're thinking, okay, Vancouver's pushing back here. We'll see what happens. Schlemko makes a mistake, and we're all leaving it two. Delzato scoring his second in the season for the Canucks. And it felt like, okay, this is probably a game we're going to see. Someone's going to win 3-2, maybe overtime, maybe a shootout. Really felt like that. But Vancouver giant Brendan Gallagher gets number 16 on the season, assisted by Alzner. 2-point night for him. If we could see this from Carl Alzner once every 6-7 games, be well worth it. Once every, or I guess, 42 games in the year, let's say. If we only see a game like this twice a season, bit problematic, as I mentioned earlier. Habs back up 3-2, and they didn't look back. Closing minutes, Paul Byron gets number 11 on the year, and then for the second game in a row, Max Pacioretty scores. He gets his 10th, of course, into an empty net. But at this point, we'll take it for future somebody else's team, Max Pacioretty. A trade really does seem inevitable at this point. So yeah, Canadians beat the Canucks 5-2. Solid game. Take it. Take it going into a bye week, a couple wins. See, look, they're not making the playoffs. They're not turning this thing around. For entertainment purposes, for seeing things you want to see, like Alex Galchenyuk having a good game, Alzner making himself worth something, Brendan Gallagher having a career year. It's pretty solid. Career high, by the way, 24 goals for Brendan Gallagher, so well on his way to that with 16. It was a good night. The Habs played a good game. Kind of game you'd like to see heading into the bye week. Checking out the out-of-town scoreboard. Should we just pay attention to Vegas? That's what really matters. They beat the New York Rangers 2-1. Somehow, the Golden Knights can't be stopped. Pittsburgh beats Boston 6-5. Overtime, Tampa beats Detroit 5-2. Columbus over Florida by a 3-2 shootout score. Overtime between St. Louis and Washington. So the Caps beat the Blues 4-3. Winnipeg beats San Jose 4-1. Chicago beats Edmonton by a 4-1 score as well. Philadelphia over Buffalo. Guess what? 4-1. And the Islanders edge New Jersey 5-4 in a shootout. And that'll do it. Now it's bye week time. And yeah, I said earlier in the podcast, the Bruins coming to the Bell Center on Saturday night. So we'll be back with you on Sunday morning for the bye week. I would like to leave you with this quote, as reported by Arpin Basu of The Athletic, from our general manager, Marc Bergevin, in regards to Drouin playing center. He says, in an ideal world, he's a winger, but for now, that's the position where he can help the team the most. It's not his ideal position, we realize that, but it can't hurt him. But the day he goes back to the wing, he'll be the player he's capable of. That's a lot. That's a lot to unpack from your general manager. For so many reasons. I think we could use 5 days to work on that. So That'll do it for now. Find me on Twitter at Zach Drops Tweets, at the Montreal Bias for the podcast, at Rabbit Habs for the website. And until post Boston at the Bell Center, which is, even in a season like this, good times. Take care.